Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. I just heard as the intro was playing that one of my guests tonight, his mom is 98 years old. So he's living the dream. We're glad that you're with us. We're here. If you're listening on Monday evening on 95.9 FM or on 106.9 FM, we're live. If you're on 95 or the Turnpike, we hope that you drive carefully. Listen carefully. Stay off the phone. But if you have any questions, we're going to tell you how to call us in a little while, too. Of course, if you're listening on Long Island, 103.9, we're on Wednesday nights. We hope that you had a great day. If you're listening on Sunday morning, of course, we're on replay. We're on iHeartRadio. You can listen on Alexa. You can just shout at that machine on the top of your table and say, tune to 95.9 FM every Monday at 6 and Echo. Lots of ways for you to listen to us, and we're going to tell you more about how you can listen to the show later. We have a different kind of show tonight because we're really going to be talking about kids in need and how maybe you can help. The Guardian Ad Litem program is a very misunderstood program. It's often confused with the professional guardian community. It has nothing to do with that community. So it's really important that we understand that. It's critical because it involves the welfare of kids who are in need. And it's also, if you listen really careful, an opportunity for you to maybe think about taking that free time you have and volunteering to do some good for people who need it. It's a wonderful program, and I'm going to tell you more about my guests and about the program in just a minute. But first, a couple of announcements. I just want to let everybody know that Tino, my son-in-law, Tino Negri, and I, we've just committed to taking over a terrific support group in Boca Raton for those who are dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia. We're going to be at Artist Assisted Living on every other Wednesday, starting May 30th. From 4 to 5, if you have interest, have a need, would like to know more about that community, but more importantly about dealing with people with Alzheimer's and dementia, we will be hosting that support group on a regular basis. We're very, very excited to do that. We're also going to be doing just a 5-week workshop for family members, also of those people who are living with Alzheimer's and dementia. We're doing this program. We used to call it Dementia Wise. I guess we still do, but it's a workshop. We're going to be doing it in the Boynton Del Rey area at Barrington Terrace Assisted Living. It's a wonderful community. They're excited. We already have many reservations. I encourage you, if you have interest, to call Barrington or to call us. We're going to be doing it every Friday in June at 2 o'clock. And it's going to be 4 weeks of us, but the 5th week's really, really important. Dr. David Watson is going to do the 5th week. And David Watson is Alzheimer's Research and Treatment Center. And he's going to bring everybody up to speed on the latest developments in the world of clinical research. As I said, seating is limited. We already have more than half of the seats full. So if you have any interest, call my office, 561-630-1620. But now I want to get to my guest, which is the reason that we're all here tonight. First, I want to introduce you to Ken Gottlieb. Ken is originally from Brooklyn, but he's been a Palm Beach County resident for over 30 years. I'm sorry. During that time, he's been working in the field of human services. He has had positions that include child and adult protective investigator, a juvenile probation officer, quality assurance manager to the current volunteer recruiter for the Guardian Ad Litem program here in Palm Beach County. He's a proud grandpa, and he and I both root for the Giants. I guess we have to be a little quiet about that after last year. But we have hope. They got the best player in the draft.
We do.
All right. And he loves the Miami Hurricanes, as frankly so do I. Also here is Christy Geltz. Christy is the newest volunteer recruiter for the 15th Circuit Guardian Ad Litem program. Before joining Guardian Ad Litem, she was the commercial donations director for Goodwill Industries in charge of all business donations from Boca Raton to Sebastian. Prior to that, she was a manager of the volunteer department for Vitas Hospice Care here in Palm Beach County for 4 years, in charge of over 100 volunteers, providing necessary training, recruitment activities, and community outreach and presentations. Here at Guardian Ad Litem, however, she is the volunteer recruiter community liaison, organizing volunteer training, community and volunteer events, soliciting corporate sponsorships, fundraising, conducting volunteer interviews, and organizing all speaking engagements. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Nice to be here.
So I have a special place in my heart for the Guardian Ad Litem program. I frankly would have gone into work with kids as opposed to seniors had I had my druthers when I came out of retirement. I think most people have no idea what the Guardian Ad Litem program is, what Guardian Ad Litem people do. So why don't we start there? Explain the program.
The Guardian Ad Litem program is a statewide agency that depends tremendously on its volunteers that we get. What we do is we provide advocacy for children that are in the child welfare system. So it's children and families that become involved in what you see on TV, investigations, child investigations. They're not all as horrible, thank God, as the ones you see on TV, but these are the cases we deal with. They're caregivers that are having difficulty caring for their children or abusing their children, or they have their own issues, and the state gets reports and they intervene, and sometimes they have to remove the children because the risk is so high. Other times they don't, but yet they have to report the families to the court and begin a judicial process on them. So our work is involved tremendously in the judicial process. What our guardians do is they get to know the child, they get to know the case, they get to know the situation, they visit the child every 30 days, and they basically are the eyes and ears of the court, because the work of the guardian ad litem is very much involved in legal matters. That's one of the most important things we do. We're kind of like we're involved in the court process. We make sure the court process is going as it should, and we do that by using lawyers. We have a legal team that works with all of our volunteers and all of our professional case managers. So that's kind of in a nutshell. I mean, we're the most important thing that we do is provide advocacy for children and make sure that they are getting what they need to have a normal type of life, even in an abnormal situation.
So I think that prompts a lot of questions. The first is you don't need to be a lawyer
in order
to be a guardian ad litem,
right? We have all walks of life. We do have attorneys. We have retired teachers. We have ex-police officers. We have people who work in the system as well. No, you don't have to have a background in it at all.
Right, because you have lawyers in the program.
Correct.
that help you. So the guardian ad litem really presents the best case needs for the child that they're overseeing.
You said the key word. We are there to present what we feel is in the child's best interests. That's what we present to the court. And we do that through seeing the child every 30 days and staffing with all the actors in the case. Except the judge. We can't staff a case with the judge. That would not be proper.
Can't stack the bench.
No. So,
I'd like to.
Yeah. So it's very important. Our volunteers are a most important part of this equation. The governor loves our program because
it's free.
The state saves a lot of money because the bulwark of our quote unquote people are volunteers, and they're the ones that they're the foot soldiers, and again, you don't have to have any special background. You can be retired, but you don't have to be retired. We accept folks from all walks of life.
Right. Right. So would it be safe to say that, you know, compassion, understanding?
I was asked that question at lunch today. I went out for lunch and a girl saw my tag that said guardian ad litem. And the first words out of her mouth were, thank you. We had gone through a problem, she and her husband, and we came in and the volunteer was the one who helped her children really get through it all.
Right.
So it was very rewarding to talk to somebody like that, to really know the difference that we're making in somebody's life. And there's no education, there's nothing that anybody has to know, but I told her you have to have a heart. You have to have the time, the compassion, the heart, and you have to have the ear to listen to what the child is telling you. The volunteer is really the one that's the stable force. You know, an attorney on the team can change. Somebody at Department of Children and Families can change. They can retire, they can move. But the volunteer is the one that that child will get to rely on and to talk to and to trust.
So that brings up a whole, I was going to ask other questions, but that brings up another one. I told you, I actually really do listen.
That's wonderful.
Christy, what's the average length of time that a guardian ad litem is with a child? Or is there no average?
Well, if I had to put an average on it, I would say a case usually takes about 15 to 18 months to work its way through. But we have had guardians that have been with children from birth to 18. I mean, we've had cases like that. Thankfully, those type of cases don't happen that often where a child is in the system that long. But we actually have one of those cases on record. So
Christy, with a family that comes and says thank you, that's very gratifying, that's heartwarming. Certainly that's the reaction you'd like to have from every family who enters the program. But I'm just going to guess that not every family is all that happy to see you. So the guardian volunteer sometimes is faced with a challenging situation? Is that fair
to say? Absolutely. The family thinks that we're there to take the child away and to keep the child away, when they don't understand that the volunteer's only going to see the child to make sure that everything is going the way it should be going and that they can be reunified. That's the purpose
of
guardian
ad litem.
That's our goal.
Right? Keeping the family together.
Yes. Our goal,
unless it's impossible.
Unless it's impossible.
Right.
And there are impossible
cases.
Yes, there are egregious situations that cannot remain the situation.
We're not there to take their children and keep them in the foster care system. There's enough children in there. We want them to go home.
So that prompts my next question, which is how big a problem is this? How many kids are in the program?
Sure.
And is there tremendous need for more volunteers?
Well, we always have need for volunteers because we do have turnover. We do have folks that, you know, it's not for them, or
they move,
they get ill, they do one case, and then they say, you know, I've had enough, I'm going to do another volunteer opportunity. We always need volunteers because of that. We have about 1,400 kids in care, that's what we use the term, in Palm Beach County.
Wow.
We have approximately 600 and so volunteers, active volunteers.
Wow.
So, we always need folks. We always need folks. There's never, we never say, nope, we're full up. And unfortunately, we always have cases. We will always be in business.
People hear 600 volunteers and they think, well, why do I need to be there?
We,
you have 600
right.
people. That's not true, because that's not an equal match of a person to a child. Somebody may have five children. There are children there that don't have any guardian for whatever matter. They're still waiting.
So I was
going
to ask, are there kids waiting for a guardian?
Yes.
There are some children waiting, only because of issues like geographical issues. They may be out of the county, so it's hard to pair up a child out of the county with a guardian down here, just because of logistical things, situations, and things like that.
So I don't know why this came to my head, but can guardians kind of request the kind of case that they want?
Because
you could have the little old grandmother type who would do well with a 3-year-old girl, she could take her shopping, but wouldn't do well with a 14-year-old guy.
Yes.
Absolutely. Right? When they're assigned to a CAM, which is a child advocate manager, that's the relationship that they're now going to have. I want to stay in Delray. I want to stay in Boca if possible. You know, if the case, you know, we always tell them, you're more than welcome to take on a case here in Boca, but you have to understand that that child may not stay in the Boca area for whatever reason, may move to West Palm.
Right.
But it's,
you have to be willing to travel.
But as far as, but I'm sorry.
No, please.
But as far as age preferences, yes.
You can ask.
A guardian is definitely in control of who they deal with or the age they deal with or even the type of case they do.
I was going to say, there must be some cases that they that could may be very uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Correct.
I mean, we treat our volunteers as volunteers. They are not employees. So they run the show as far as what they want to do is, you know, as possible.
Without volunteers, we couldn't do what we
were
doing.
So not every kid in foster care is in the guardian ad litem program. So what is it that requires a kid to move just from a foster care scenario to a, or maybe not even a foster care, maybe they're still at home and still need a guardian ad litem for whatever reason. What drives a kid, a child, into the guardian ad litem program?
Well, if the child and the family come into the court system, if the child is removed from the family, they will get a guardian ad litem more than likely. There are certain circumstances where there's another program that works with some kids and they won't get a guardian ad litem. They'll work with that program. But that's, you know, that's another issue.
Right.
Children will, and the guardian will, like we said before, the guardian will stay with the case even when they go back home, and that's the most important part of the case, because we want to have eyes on the family and the child when they're reunified. We want to be there for a certain period of time to make sure this reunification is going well.
We're going to spend a lot of time on volunteers, what's involved in being a volunteer, how you become involved as a volunteer. You have a great nonprofit program called Speak Up for Kids. We're going to talk about that as well. The question that comes to mind is that just at the 30,000-foot level, if you're a person who has some available time, who's passionate about kids, who wants to improve the quality of a child's life, who without your help they might not have much success, guardian ad litem is a program you should be thinking about and learning more about. Is that not true?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, we're not asking a volunteer to make this a work job.
Right.
We're asking a volunteer to come in, go through the training, go through some testing online, and know that they'll only be probably working 10 to 12 hours a month. We have some volunteers who are doing 50 and 60 hours a month because they choose to do it.
Choose to do it, right.
The one requirement is to see the child every 30 days. That's not February 1st and then March 30th because now that's 2 months. Our volunteers don't listen to that. They're seeing the child every week, every other week. How do you get to know the child? How do you get to know the case? How do you get to know that little Billy needs glasses or needs a program for after school? So they invest what they can invest in. There's no demands on the volunteer whatsoever.
I'm going to guess, as hard as some of these cases may be, the bigger problem is you get so attached you can't let go.
Right.
I'm going to bet that that's
the case. We have guardians that have maintained friendships with their children way after the case is
over. I'm
sure
they do.
Way after.
I have so much more to ask my guest tonight. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight, we are talking about the Guardian Ad Litem program. If you have time, if you're a senior, you want to do something that's spectacularly important, greatly in need, and unbelievably gratifying for yourself, you should learn more about the Guardian Ad Litem program. It helps kids that are in need. In a way that you don't have to be an expert, you don't have to be an attorney, you don't have to be a doctor, you don't have to be a teacher, you don't have to be any of those things. You just have to care. And this is a program that I have a particular affinity for. I wish I could do more for it. I just don't have the time. Everybody I know that's ever been involved in the Guardian Ad Litem program has thought that it was one of the best programs they have ever been associated with. My guests tonight, Ken Gottlieb and Christy Geltz from the Guardian Ad Litem program are here. We have so much more to ask them, but if you have things that you want to ask them, you can. You just have to call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here tonight with Ken Gottlieb and Christy Geltz of the Guardian Ad Litem program. We're talking about how you can get involved in that if you're listening on 95.9. or 106.9, either here in Palm Beach or on the Treasure Coast. We're glad that you're with us live tonight. If you're listening on Long Island at 103.9 Long Island's Talk Radio, we're glad that you are with us. I'm going to pause for a minute, and I have somebody on the phone that I want to introduce. Jonathan Price is here from Alzheimer's Community Care. Jonathan is putting on a forum, or Alzheimer's Community Care is putting on a forum in just about 10 days, and it's really, really important, and it's really something that I care as much about as I do about taking care of kids. Jonathan, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So, Jonathan, why don't we just for the audience give people a brief overview of what Alzheimer's Community Care does before we talk about this unbelievable educational forum you're putting on?
Yeah, Alzheimer's Community Care is a 501c3 nonprofit that provides care and resources to both Alzheimer's patients and related dementias as well as caregivers. So primarily we do that through 11 specialized adult daycare centers across Palm Beach, Martin, and St. Lucie County. But we also have a range of ancillary services such as our ID Locator Bracelet Program, a family nurse consultant program, counseling through our caregiver support groups, and just a bunch of other services. It really is truly a model of care designed to keep the caregiver and the patient in the home for as long as possible. And being a 501c3, many of our services are either no cost or low cost.
And your 800 number hotline, helpline to the nurse consultant community is really a resource that is spectacular, and that, of course, is always free. So, I thank you for all that you do. So let's talk about this 2018 Educational Forum. You're doing it differently this year. You've been doing it for over 20 years down at the Palm Beach County Convention Center. It used to be 2 days. Now it's going to be an intensive one-day program. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, so Scott, as you know, typically this was a two-day conference. We would have breakout sessions as well as plenary sessions where we'd bring in experts in the field to talk about the research, about strategies for care, have some of our supporters there, and have breakout sessions where people could learn a little bit more detailed in a smaller scale, smaller forum. This year we're doing it a little bit different. So we listened to the people who attended. And one of the big things that we heard about the Civic Center was just a lot of walking. And, I mean, the demographic we do is both family caregiver and professional caregiver. So we took that at heart and started looking for additional places where we could hold this. And, and then the 2 days. I mean, it's great for some people who are the professional caregivers, but for the, family caregivers, it sometimes can seem overwhelming. So, in an effort to try to meet demand and switch things up this year, just to keep it fresh, we switched the location. We're going to be at PGA National Resort and Spa this time around, May 17th, 2018. So like you said, just not too far away. And we're doing a one-day event. So we're going to be doing from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Everything's going to be plenary. We got some great speakers lined up. But really, like you said, an intensive program that could be beneficial to both professional caregivers and family caregivers, with us offering CEUs and CMEs for our professional caregivers, and it should be a nice event.
And you have sponsorship opportunities available if people can't afford to come, right?
Yes. So what we do is this is not a fundraising event for us. This is really a resource that we provide to the community so that they can hear about, the latest trends in both the cure and the work being done to try to get a cure to Alzheimer's disease. And then also, the care. I mean, until there's a cure, we got to have the care. So we have scholarship opportunities. We have some generous funders who like to see people have access to this forum. We keep the cost really low. It's $40 for a family caregiver, $65 for a professional caregiver. That comes with 3 hours of CEUs. But like I said, if you're financially not in a position to attend, we do have scholarship availabilities, and you could reach us at 561-683-2700. That's the direct line to Alzheimer's Community Care, 561-683-2700. And yeah, if you want to register for the event, that's an easy way to do it. Or if you have a family caregiver or know someone who would benefit from this event and don't have the financial means to come, yeah, reach out to us. We want to get them there. So
and you have they can do it on the website too if they're so inclined, right? www.allscare.org. Correct?
That's the one, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and Scott, I mean, Comfort Care is supporting this. You guys have been amazing sponsors of us, not only at this event, but throughout the year in our fundraising efforts and our, the care that we provide to our patients and caregivers in our day centers. So we really, truly like to, have this time not only to learn together collectively as a group as we look to cater and provide services to these patients and caregivers, but also it's a time to kind of, get back together with the ones who are partnered up in this to try to, give each other, lean on each other for support, learn from each other, and it turns out to be a good day. So I'd be remiss if I didn't mention who we had.
Yep, Scott, why don't you tell them who's coming.
All right, so we got Dr. Vance. Dr. Vance is a neurologist or a professor of neurology at University of Miami. She's new to the to us. We've been in discussions with her, so she's going to come. She's going to be our keynote. We got Dr. Brody, who's going to be bringing, he's from Brain Matters Research, local doctor who's really well-versed in clinical trials and everything that's going on with the cure side of things. He will be bringing some caregivers and some people suffering with dementia and actually have a forum, you know, an opportunity to ask questions and to dive a little bit deeper. And then to kind of kick things off at the end, we have Dr. Cahill. She's been a caregiver for the better part of 10 years herself, clinical psychologist, brings a little bit of humor to the table, so should leave everyone. You know, Alzheimer's can be a depressing disease, but, you know, there is hope and there is help.
Yep. And so you can find joy in the journey, Jonathan. You really can. Tell us one more time. Where is it? When is it? Give everybody the chance and how they can register.
May 17th, 2018. Still, seats are filling up, so please call and get a seat. 561-683-2700. Or if you want to go to the website, www.alzcare, that's ALZCARE.org. And you can go there right there on the main banner. You can just click and register all from there.
Jonathan, I can't wish you enough success. I have been involved in the educational forum for years. It does amazing things for the people who attend. You have a great lineup of speakers. For those of you who are listening or dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia, you don't want to miss this on May 17th. Jonathan, best of luck to you, and I hope it goes as well as you hope it goes, and even better. So have a great night, buddy, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, we'll see you at the event, Scott. Thanks again for having me.
Take care. If you're just tuning in, that was Jonathan Price, who was with Alzheimer's Community Care. Jonathan is putting on the 2018 Educational Forum. It's an amazing event, and I encourage you to go May 17th at PGA. I am here tonight, though, for the rest of the night with my guest, Christy Geltz and Ken Gottlieb from Guardian Ad Litem Program. We're going to talk more about the Guardian Ad Litem Program as soon as we come back. If you'd like to know more about that, give us a call at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
So if you have room in your heart to help a kid in need, the Guardian Ad Litem program is one of the places that you should think about donating some of your time. The Guardian Ad Litem program, as we learned earlier in the show, has about 1,400 kids in the program, a little over 600 volunteers, with great need for additional volunteers. You can work as little as 10 hours a month, or you can work much more, whatever you like. But I'll tell you what you can do no matter how much time you give. You can change a kid's life for the better. My guests tonight, Christy Geltz and Ken Gottlieb from the Guardian Ad Litem program, are here. They're doing amazing work. Of course, if you're listening live on 95.9 or on 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, we're glad that you're with us. If you're on Long Island, we're glad that you're with us as well. You know, we still have a lot to talk about, but I know one of the programs that's near and dear to you both is the Speak Up for Kids program. It is a nonprofit effort that you feel both feel very strongly about. So why don't we talk about that before I go and ask all my other questions, which I'm not going to have time for anyway.
Speak Up for Kids is our 501c3 nonprofit. Not all agencies, state agencies or any agencies, have their own fundraising arm that goes out into the community and helps them. You know, being a state organization, there's not a lot of money there.
Right.
You know, and we can't go to them and say, well, we need two more people and we need this and we need that. That's where the nonprofit comes in. And our Speak Up for Kids is run by a board. And Colleen LaCosta is our executive director of Speak Up. And she's amazing. She's out in the community doing things that you wouldn't even know. I mean, the fundraising efforts and the galas and the playbills and to get the community to really know who we are, why we're there. It's just not volunteering for Guardian Ad Litem and giving your time.
Right.
It's also working with Speak Up for Kids and helping with sponsorship monies, helping come into the office and do things, helping with marketing, designing, being the photographer at an event, going out and talking to corporate businesses that we can have a relationship with.
The bottom line is that if you can't or don't want to be someone that works one-on-one with a child, if that's not your thing, we have Speak Up for Kids, which is the nonprofit Christy just mentioned, and they do all sorts of things and need all sorts of skills and need all sorts of treasure. So right. If you don't want to even volunteer, but you'd rather just donate money to help out this cause, that's a possibility and available for you.
So it is unusual for a state agency, a state-funded agency, to also have a 501c3 component. It's not unheard of.
I know
the Area Agency on Aging has a similar program.
Yes.
But let's speak to funding. Is this to supplement funding, or is this to do things that funding doesn't cover?
Exactly. Yeah. This is to do things that we don't have within our normal state budget. For instance, one of the great things that this Speak Up for Kids does is grant writing. So they receive a grant funds to help us fund more positions, to help us get more attorneys, to help us get more case managers, to help us get materials and things that families may need to reunite. Some families can't reunite because there's issues with housing or other issues. They actually help with their fundraising to get those things that families need.
So that's interesting. So the money that the 501c3 arm raises can be used for specific family needs?
Directly. Absolutely. For specific family needs.
Child
if they
needs.
Qualify. If you
well,
know, and we vet.
Really,
we vet.
That's really interesting.
There's a very strong vetting component to, you know, giving out our funds, but it's to deserving families that are just that extra push will help them reunite.
I don't want to be skeptical, and I don't mean it this way, but is the more success that the fundraising has impact the level of funding you get from the state? Or
it's all extra to help us fulfill the mission and do a much better job.
Right.
We had an event at City Place, and to put on an event, you need cash. And
right.
You need, you know, not everything is free. We like it to be free, but it's not everything is free.
Well, free is everybody's favorite F word.
That's
County,
correct.
I'm just saying.
You're right. So they had to go, the committee had to go to Speak Up and get some extra funding and say,
right.
We need to go out and purchase this or that in order to put on this affair.
How do people get more? I mean, I'm going to talk about specifics, but how do people reach you if the things that we're telling them tonight get them to do something, either to volunteer, to write a check, or to be a guardian? How do they go about doing that?
They can reach our office at 561-355-6224. If they don't have a phone for whatever reason and they want to get online, it's GALPBC, PalmBeachCounty.org.
Right.
They can always call us, and I sit right next to the executive director of Speak Up for Kids. If they want to call her, they want to call her directly, they can call 561-408-7779.
And the main number again?
561-355-6224.
That's terrific. And we're going to give that number again if you missed it, so don't worry. I promise you we are going to give that number before the show is out. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight talking about the Guardian Ad Litem program. As I've said before tonight, the Guardian Ad Litem program, often misunderstood, most important. They are doing unbelievable work for kids in need. And there is nothing more touching, I think, than children in need. So we're going to explain again how you can get involved, what volunteers do. We're going to talk about what a typical client load is. We're going to talk about what the training program is, because I think it's really important that you understand that you don't have to enter this with any special skill but a big heart. Kids out there are our most vulnerable. Seniors as well. I mean, I live in the world of seniors, and we know that seniors are also incredibly vulnerable. But children touch our hearts in ways that not all of us fully understand. So the Guardian Ad Litem program, critical to the well-being of our kids in need, and there is room for you to get involved, and we're going to tell you how. If you have any questions about that for my guests, Ken Gottlieb or Christy Geltz, you can call us. 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm glad that you're with us. If you're here live, I hope you had a great day today. Drive carefully. We got a little time left. I'm talking about the Guardian Ad Litem program. Many of my regular listeners understand my involvement in the world of professional guardian. This has nothing to do with that world. Guardian Ad Litem is a program specifically designed for kids in need, and you can get involved. There are two aspects to my wanting to do this show tonight. Everybody loves kids. Everybody wants kids to live the best life possible, but not everybody has the opportunity to do that. So if you know kids in need, this is a good program for you to learn about. But if you have time, if you're a senior, if you'd like to give back, if your kids and grandkids, if the people you care about are not local, but you really want to get involved with children and help change the lives of the people that you work with, the Guardian Ad Litem program may be just for you. My guests tonight are Christy Geltz, who is the head of the volunteer recruiting effort, and Ken Gottlieb, who has been with, he's the quality assurance manager and volunteer recruiter for the Guardian Ad Litem program in Palm Beach County. And they're out here tonight to tell you about why you should get involved, maybe. So let's talk about the training program. Let's talk about who we want, who can volunteer, and if they're interested, what do they have to go through and what's the process like?
We want anyone that is over the age of 21. They don't have to have any special skill set. They just have to have the desire to help a child or help children. Our training consists of course, an application to be completed. We have to do fingerprints. We have to do background checks, all of those things, references. And the actual training program is 2 classroom days. There are about 6 hours of classroom, 2 days. Some online training comes out to about 8 hours of online work, maybe a little bit less, depending on how fast you can go. And then after that, you will be paired up with a case manager, and that case manager will sort of be your person, that your technical person and the person that you work the case with. So that's it.
And what does a day in the life of a guardian ad litem look like?
Well, they will go out and see their child. So they'll drive out to wherever the child is living. They may go and see the child at a daycare program. Then they'll make phone calls. They'll make phone calls to the people that are most important in that child's life. Depends on the case. They may have to speak with the nursery director, the daycare director. They may speak to teachers. They may speak to medical personnel. They may speak to people that deal with psychologists, behavioral issues. So basically, they're seeing the child. They may go to court.
Let's talk about the court side of this, because I think it's important for everybody to understand that a kid who enters the Guardian Ad Litem program, all of the people supporting that are overseen by the judiciary.
Correct.
So you're not out there by yourself.
No. Right? And in our program, you have a case manager and an attorney on your team. So you're not out there by yourself. As far as the court work, there are 2 annual type of reports that our volunteers do to the court. That's part of the annual report that everyone involved in the case does. And then there may be things that pop up. They may be needed to testify. You know, again, everything is case-specific and case-dependent. But there is court involved in this, which a lot of people find fascinating.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Most
people come back. New trainees come back after their legal training and after their court observation, and they come back. They go, wow, is that interesting.
Right.
So.
Right. And the attorneys and the case managers are equally committed to the welfare of the child.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything is driven for the best interest of that child. That's our credo. That's our mission. Yes.
It's on everything that we do. I am for the child.
I am for the child.
Or be the voice of that child, because children don't necessarily have a voice. They can't say what they want and how they want it. So somebody has to be there to make sure that what's happening in the system is for the best interest of that child.
Now, I'm going to guess that, you know, in a best case scenario, everybody understands that this is in the best interest of the kid. But there has to be some family dysfunction that happens on occasion, maybe more often than I care to recognize. But the guardian ad litem can be kept out of that from the perspective of not having to confront family members.
Yeah,
right? I mean, nobody's ever put in a situation where there's any risk or danger.
No,
and that's part of the training. We teach our guardians about safety and you know, things like that. I've been dealing with the guardian ad litem program for almost 30 years, and I've never heard of a guardian ad litem coming under any type of injury or damage or trauma from being in the program and dealing with people that are involved.
So they also have the right to not go to a certain place.
Yeah,
right.
they can turn down the case.
Right, to visit their child and go, oh, I'm not going into this area or to meet with these people. They can come back and say, I'm sorry, this one particular case is not for me.
And it is not unusual at all for those who volunteer to be guardian ad litem to have just one case at a time, right?
I mean, that's the way we tell people, just please come in and start with one case.
Right.
Then you can gradually move up to the two and the three and the four. We have some that are five cases that have 10 children.
Wow.
And they're running all over, you know, running all over town, but that's what they want to do, and that's what's making them stay alive.
Is there a trait that makes a great guardian?
Professionally, who make some of the best guardians? Teachers have a real insight into children and the process. Of course, social workers, retired social workers, do a fantastic job for us.
That makes sense.
But again, you don't have to have any special talents. Just be compassionate and be ready to help a family, help a child.
Do you recruit all year?
We recruit
every minute of every day.
365 days a year.
You know, some of our volunteers come that have been through the system themselves.
Yes.
And now they're an adult. They've had that person with the respect and the dignity help them get through what they needed to get through. And now they just want to come and give back.
They want to give that
guardianship to some other child like they got when they were
growing
up.
We just had a young woman come in to become a volunteer, about 23 years old, was in the foster system for a couple of years, adopted by that foster family, and she said if not for the guardian ad litem that stayed on that case, things could have turned out not as well for her.
Boy, that's an amazing story. We're going to talk about another real-world story or two when we in a minute, but first... I am here tonight with Ken Gottlieb and Christy Geltz from the Guardian Ad Litem program. It is a government-funded program, but has great need for volunteers. So for those of you who are listening, if you have time, if you care about kids, if you want a fascinating way to impact a child's life, this is a way that you should consider. And we're going to tell you how you can get involved in just a minute. But if you wish you hadn't missed the beginning of the show, and you did, I have good news for you. We podcast. Yes, we do. All you have to do is search OMG, I am getting. Up will pop. All right, tomorrow we'll be there. You can listen to this or any other show. I also will put the show up on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfortcare, comfortcare.com. Don't put a T in there. I know you want to put a T in there.
Yeah.
All right, I know you're going to try to put a T in there, but if you do, you won't find us. palmbeach.comfortcare.com. If you don't have a radio, there is no excuse. I know you have a smartphone. All right, and there's an app. Of course there's an app. There's an app for everything. There's a TuneIn Radio app, so you can listen to us wherever you are. You can set a reminder. 6 o'clock on Monday nights, WSVU, up we will pop. It'll remind you to listen to us, and you can do that. And, of course, we simulcast locally, nationally, and around the world. www.trueoldiesfla.com. And so you can listen wherever you are. Anytime. Next week, a very important guest, a guest who has been here, but not for a couple of years, Dr. Ali Malik is going to be here. Dr. Malik is probably the foremost stroke specialist in Palm Beach County. He's a guy you never want to meet unless you need to meet him. And if you need to meet him, he's the man. And I'm not making that up. I'm telling you the truth. He is the foremost stroke specialist. May is Stroke Awareness Month. Dr. Malik is an engaging guest. He's knowledgeable. There are changes. He's going to explain to you the signs that you should look for, which are not always that apparent, and explain why you should not be afraid to call 911, because as he will explain, time is brain and time matters, and he is going to save a life next week. Maybe yours. So please tune in next week when my guest will be Dr. Ali Malik. While I still have a few minutes left with Christy and Ken, again, how do people reach the Guardian Ad Litem program if they have interest?
Please call us at 561-355-6224 or go on to galpbc.org.
So maybe to entice somebody to maybe get involved, do we have a success story? Do we have an interesting real-world story of success that a guardian really changed somebody's life that we'd like to share? I know, well, I'm putting you on the spot.
No. I mean, I just mentioned one. We had one walk into our office on Wednesday, a lady, 23 years old, who was in foster care, and she said if not for her gal, things would have turned out worse. We have a gentleman in our office who's been involved with the GAL program for at least 15 years. He had a case where he was able to obtain a heart surgery for one of his kids. The state was not that ready to do this heart surgery. It was a little bit experimental, but not really. And through his research and presentation of the facts, the judge agreed and the judge ordered that surgery.
That's amazing. And, of course, you were at lunch today and somebody gave you...
She saw my badge and she said, my God, how wonderful you people are. You saved our life. You saved my kids.
And it's important for everybody to understand that there is no special requirement if you have interest. It doesn't cost you anything except a little bit of your time. And frankly, I can't think of a better way to do that. The Speak Up for Kids Foundation, that I know is also very important to you, is there a separate number for that? Or can they get to, you know, if they just want to write a check or they don't want to do the Guardian program and they want to volunteer in a different way?
They can call 561-408-7779 or they can email Colleen, C-O-L-E-E-N, at speakupforkids.org. F-O-R, not the number, F-O-R, kids, PBC.org.
That's terrific. I can't thank you guys enough
thank
for being
you.
Here.
Thank
tonight.
You, Scott.
You really do. Amazing. You do amazing work, and you are advocating for what I think are our most vulnerable. I think I said to you, there was a time that I wanted to be a guardian ad litem long before, in a moment of drunken stupor, I got into the home care business.
We can still sign you up now. Not ever too late.
Nah, I got to stop drinking. I'm done. I'm totally spent. I didn't because I traveled a lot and I didn't think I had the time. That's the reason I didn't do it.
That's an important thing.
Right.
But we forgot to say that, you know, that's a very important thing for a volunteer. We want to accept everyone that comes to us. but a lot of times people will leave Florida in April or May and not come back until October, November.
But they can still be be involved with our program.
Speak up.
They could do either speak up or they can be what we call courtesy gals, and they can just do a one-time visit with a child who is from out of town and needs a one-time visit. Yeah. So there's room for everyone.
Everyone.
That's great. Well, you guys are great guests. I can't thank you enough
thank
for
you.
Being
thank
here.
Thank you so
if
much.
If you're a regular listener, you know that we are here every Monday night on Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We do it live, 6 to 7. We're glad that you are with us on 95.9, 106.9. If you're listening on Long Island, of course, we're on tape at 103.9 FM. And if you're listening on Sunday morning, I don't get up that early. I don't know why you do, but if you're listening, I'm glad that you are. Every Monday night, live, 6 to 7 o'clock. Next week, we're going to talk to Dr. Ali Malik. Oh, my God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom is a show about boomers and their parents. We try our best to give you the kind of information that you cannot find in other places and to make you prepared or allow you to be prepared and not deal from crisis to crisis, but to be proactive in your decisions. I look forward to seeing you next week, 6 o'clock on 95.9 FM. Thank you again, my guests. We'll see you next Monday night. Have a good night, all. Have a great week, and we will see you next Monday. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.